Now, it was told, verse 2, it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim, and his heart was moved, and the heart of the people as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Now, he could not expect the blessing of God upon him or the nation. And as a result, the alliance of Rezin, king of Syria, with Pekah, king of Israel, terrified him and his people. You see, each one in the north had come against him separately, but had not prevailed. But now together, he's confident that they'd be able to take Jerusalem. Now, in spite of the fact that he's a godless king, God's not ready to let these people go into captivity. And there's one thing for sure, they're not going into captivity in the north. And therefore, they will go ultimately to Babylon, but that's many years off at this particular time. And so the thing that happened is this. Isaiah is sent to him to encourage him. And we're told in verse 3, Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shear Jashub thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Now, this, frankly, is a very wonderful prophecy that we have here. And I want to lift out several things here because it has a wonderful spiritual meaning. First of all, if you'll notice where he's to go, he's to go to the end of the conduit of the upper pool. And the end of the conduit of the upper pool is where the water from the aqueduct poured its life-giving waters into Jerusalem. And that brought them down from the upper pool where the people could come and quench the thirst of the needy. Well, that is way down at the end, you see. You can't get much satisfaction from a pipe filled with water. You must have a spigot along somewhere. You must come to where it pours out of the pipe. Now, you're not going to get any blessing from the house of David. But way down at the end, there's one coming. And it was no accident that the Lord Jesus said that he was the water of life. He'd come in the line of David to bring the water of life at the end of the conduit. It's quite interesting. Now, the word here for pool, it's at the end of the conduit of the upper pool. And that word, berakah, we get our word blessing from that. And that really is the meaning of the root word, a pool of water. Because in that land, I can assure you, a pool of water is a blessing. Now, we have here the same word, by the way, is used in Psalm 84:6, the rain also filleth the pools, and that's the word berakah. And it's also rendered blessing, and that is a very interesting thing, you see, and it's the upper pool. It's the word that's used for the Most High, and you'll remember that it is said of the one who came out to minister to Abraham that he was the priest of the Most High. High God. Now, the blessing of the Most High God was given at the end of the conduit when Jesus came into the world. I think this is quite interesting here, and it's no accident. And it says, to the highway of the fuller's pool. That's the second thing here, to the highway. Now, we are told that the highway of the righteous is to depart from evil. That's Proverbs 16:17. And it's the highway of holiness. And we're told in this book here, when we get to chapter 35, verse 8, a highway shall be there and a way, and shall be called the way of holiness. Now, the very interesting thing here is that what you have is the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And the psalmist said, Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. in whose heart are the highways, the one that has the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, it's the fuller's field. Well, that's where they went down to wash clothes. That was the laundry in that day. And if you want to get your garments clean, you'll have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. It's no accident that this man, Isaiah, was sent to this very interesting place. And even that has a wonderful spiritual meaning, as you can see. Now we have something else here. He's told here to take his son, Shear-Jashub. That's quite a name for a boy, but that's nothing compared to the second son that we'll be looking at when we get over to chapter 8. And believe me, that is some name to hang on a boy. By the way, and this one, of course, is bad enough. Now, the name of the boy is Shear-Jashub. Now, that means a remnant shall return. And the very interesting thing is here concerning this boy, that God has always had a remnant that has been true to him. And that is the thing that's important. There have been those that have tried to identify this boy with the virgin son, but there's no comparison at all. Anyone that'll be very honest in reading this, you couldn't make any connection with that at all.